Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Rob the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Today we're talking about two steps forward and one step back. This is episode 194. Welcome to the starting round.
Hands up! It's the starting round on the Success Sensei podcast.
Two steps forward and one step back. So it might be a little bit different to the expression I'm sure you've heard before, which is one step forward and two steps back, which is a fairly negative expression because it means basically you're going backwards instead of forwards towards your goal. Now, in reality, I would argue that it's probably the opposite. It's probably two steps forward for every one step back, could even be more steps forward. But we focus so much on that one step back that it can really shake our confidence and stop us going forward. Like if you're winning all the time and then you take your first loss and you've never experienced that sensation before and that makes you just give up, despite the fact that you've been winning all the time up to that point. So it's kind of like a fighter. I've seen it happening so many times in the amateur ranks. You get somebody who is a very skilled fighter straight out of the gate, they win. So their very first competition they enter, their very first competitive bout, they win. And maybe the next couple as well. And then they experience their first loss. And they take it so hard that they lose interest. They're not interested anymore. In comparison to a fighter who initially loses but stays at it and eventually becomes a consistent winner through, you know, hard work, hard training, focus. And I suppose the difference is the fear of losing isn't the same in both. So somebody who was winning initially, has never experienced losing, could have a larger fear of losing. So it makes them more tense and it makes them more worried. So the same applies to business and investing failures. If you're so focused on the step backs and if those step backs and those setbacks knock your confidence or shake your confidence, or if you're overly focused on how you could fail, then you're probably not going to progress forward at the rate that you could potentially progress forward. Speaking of progression, we progress in ranges, so not in points. So what I mean by that, and this is especially useful, I think, for personal trainers, I think a lot of the time we could be chasing our personal bests all the time. But the problem is, sometimes you have bad days. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you're cold. Sometimes you've eaten too late, or you've not eaten at all, or you've not eaten the right food, or you had a heavy night of alcohol and partying the night before, or you're stiff, or you're injured, or you're just not motivated, or you were comfortable before you were required to do what you were required to do. There's many reasons why you might not be able to attain your personal best. And what I'm saying to you is you don't necessarily have to beat your personal best every single time. In fact, it can be such a large conscious goal. Your conscious and your subconscious can really struggle with the fact that you know you have to go out and put in a personal best session every single time. That, you know, the obstacle to not actually wanting to participate can be really, really big. So basically, you just, on your bad days, you just have to beat your previous worst day. It's ranges. Then the next day, you're feeling up to it again, go chasing your personal best. So it's ranges. If your personal best days, you're beating your personal best. And on your worst days, you're beating your previous worst days, you're going up in ranges. So you're progressing on your best days and you're progressing on your worst days. It's ranges. Not every day can be a personal best beater. And it's the same with all training. It's the same with a lot of things in life. It's the same with flexibility. I've noticed a lot. I mean, sometimes if you were using something that can actually measure the degree of flexibility as to the degree that of your splits, for example, which is useful in for dancing, gymnastics and martial arts. It would be used a lot. So say one day you've got 160 degrees, you've got out to 160 degree split on a split machine and it's showing you where you're at, and the next day you get in, you can only do 150 degrees. So obviously you're going to be disappointed because you didn't get the 160. But if your next bad day was 152 degrees, you've improved on your bad day. And then you can chase and try to get to 162 degrees another day. But if you only get 154 and you build back up to 162, your bad days. Hopefully I haven't confused you. I don't want to overly complicate it with numbers, but you get what I mean. It's ranges that we progress in, not in individual points, because it's impossible to do that every single time. You need to learn from the back step. So whatever it is that knocked you back. So as we said, you're probably going forward two steps and then you get a setback. Whatever that setback is, learn from it. Sometimes you have to take a punch to give a punch. Now, I'm not suggesting that, you know, every time you willingly take a punch to give a punch, but sometimes you'll take a punch to be able to launch into a combination. And you should be trained in such a way that if you get a knockback, you immediately throw a combination so that it increases your odds overall. In other words, what I'm trying to say is keep marching forward. Inches are still forward momentum. It doesn't have to be feet or yards or miles or kilometers or whatever metric you use to measurement in your country. Small amounts, millimeters is still moving forward. It's still a measurement and they're very, very small millimeters, but it's still moving forward. If there are setbacks, don't get caught up in that solitary moment of time, because your time is a lifeline. You could imagine if our timeline, well, hopefully it's a lifeline, but a timeline, like if you could imagine it was graphed out, if you came to the end of your days and your life was on a graph, try to be more on the up than on the down part of the graph. In other words, try to win more than you lose. Two steps forward, one step back, and go again, another couple of steps forward, as many steps forward as you can go again before the next setback, and go away again. So what are we even talking about? What are we even relating it to? Well, that is totally up to you and the knockbacks, the mistakes or the setbacks you have experienced. Whatever you've been thinking about while I've been talking, relate it to yourself. If you truly want something, keep on going. Now, if you feel in the past and you feel that you may have quit on something that you could have possibly kept pushing towards, well then simply put that experience into your next project and you will be the wiser, more experienced, you will learn from it and you can really be more focused on your next project. I hope that helps. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.